connected to load shedding, solar panels becoming more and more popular. We've imported something like 5 billion rands worth of solar PV equipment into the country last year. But it's now becoming quite vulnerable to theft, as they're out in plain sight and sometimes quite accessible too. Rodney Taylor is the managing director of Guardian Eye. I don't know, and I don't think that police crime statistics will have a particular column at the next quarterly crime statistics as to how many solar panels have been stolen. I have heard it anecdotally, but from a more nuanced view, this is now becoming a crime trend. Rodney, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Lester. Thanks for the time this morning.
How prevalent is the theft of solar panels? I haven't seen any real police statistics saying that they're more likely to be stolen nowadays.
Yeah, unfortunately, the statistics aren't out yet, but it's obviously becoming more and more of a relevant problem with the insurance industry. I mean, and it's obviously the reason being that the panels are of a high value. And you just mentioned load shedding earlier. I mean, there's a high demand for it. There's a massive black market that's erupted in South Africa. You know, and the problem is they're very easy to transport. They're in remote locations. And there's no serial number identifications on those units. So it's not like tracking a motor vehicle that's serialized. It can be tracked. So it's ripe at the moment in the black market.
I don't have the ready capital to have any solar PV installed, so I don't know any way on how they're fastened or how they are attached or fixed. But how are they typically fastened? And is it as simple as taking a screwdriver or a spanner to unlock and simply safely lower down from your roof and walk away with it?
Definitely. And also, you know, a lot of these units are in remote locations. So it's literally, you don't need to be an expert. And even if they do damage the panels, you know, like anything, they'll get away with the bulk of it. Unfortunately, there's no tamper-resistant bolts or electrical wires connected to the units, as it increases the cost. So most sites out there are pretty much open and ready to be taken.
And this, I know, we've already spoken in depth about the impact of load shedding on insurance. But I wonder if insurance companies are providing some extra cover at an additional cost to safeguard solar panels, which is on the outside of your house, easily accessible, and as you say, pretty easy to remove. Do you perhaps know?
Easy pickings, yes. Well, that's one of the strategic articles that will be coming out next month. Two tier one insurance companies in South Africa have selected Guardian Eye as their preferred partner, and we're actually going to market with an entire bundle, which includes free insurance at your property if you're utilizing the Guardian Eye policy and subscription.
So, how do you then safeguard? How does one protect your solar panels? We must say that you are part of a company that offers security, particularly offering products around solar panels. So how does one protect? How does technology work in order to give you an early warning signal or even simply just prevent someone from walking off with a solar panel?
Yeah, 100% less. I mean, the big buzz around at the moment is AI. I mean, it's on everybody's lips when we talk about chat. GPT, you know, it's the buzz of the town at the moment. And Guardian Eye has invested large amounts of development time. So it's our own internal IP that we've created an analytical platform that can monitor any assets. So in the past, we would monitor more high-value critical assets, you know, in manufacturing, mining, and agri. But the solar panels now is obviously now becoming more and more prevalent for us to monitor and secure. Mm-hmm. Whereby we've got intelligent sensors that will detect tamper, it will also detect movement, it will also detect even a change in temperature, it will detect vibrations, it will detect that the unit's actually been moved off a roof, so it's got geolocation. And we've also got tiny, tiny cameras which are connected to our nerve sensor, which is run 24/7 with analytical software running across our cameras that will eliminate birds, cats, hardy dogs, baboons, vermin, monkeys, any form of wildlife to prevent any false alerts that when that alert comes through to our 24/7 call center, we can physically see what's happening, number one. Number two, we can see if it's removed, we can see where it's going. And the third part of the solution is we actually contact your reaction unit within a couple of seconds to let them know things are going down. If you don't have a reaction unit, we have a mobile app that then the image gets sent to the homeowner or the business owner that he can physically see 10 seconds of what's happening on his roof or his solar base.
Ronnie, when we talk about the growing illicit economy, the black market sale of solar panels, is it simply people who would remove it from your roof, take it to a scrapyard, or are they syndicates of people? We're not going to import. We're going to just simply take from people's roofs, and we'll sell it, and we'll say we'll install it as well. Is that the current modus operandi, or is it something a bit more broad?
Two modus operandi at the moment. Number one, there's valuable items in copper and inverters and battery, you know, lithium iron, as well as glass and copper are obviously valuable commodities. So there's a market there just to strip and remove and sell the commodities in the black market. But there's also the incidents where the units are resold with people not even realizing that it's stolen goods. Because it's unfortunately not serialized and tracked, you would actually not know.
Rodney Taylor, Managing Director of Guardian.